Nevertheless, it turned out to be a short-sighted policy. To quote Bury once more, quote, "The first principle of imperial policy in this quarter of the world was the maintenance of peace with the Khazars. This was the immediate consequence of the geographical position of the Khazar Empire, lying as it did between the Dnieper and the Caucasus. From the 7th century, when Heraclius had sought the help of the Khazars against Persia, to the 10th, in which the power of Itil declined, this was the constant policy of the emperors. It was to the advantage of the empire that the Khan should exercise an effective control over his barbarian neighbors." End quote. This effective control was now to be transferred from the Khazar Khan to the Rus Khan, the Prince of Kiev. But it did not work. The Khazars were a Turkish tribe of the steppes, who had been able to cope with wave after wave of Turkish and Arab invaders. They had resisted and subdued the Bulgars, Bertas, Pechenegs, Gus, and so on. The Russians and their Slav subjects were no match for the nomad warriors of the steppes, their mobile strategy and guerrilla tactics. As a result of constant nomad pressure, the centers of Russian power were gradually transferred from the southern steppes to the wooded north, to the principalities of Galicia, Novgorod, and Moscow. The Byzantines had calculated that Kiev would take over the role of Itil as the guardian of Eastern Europe and center of trade. Instead, Kiev went into rapid decline. It was the end of the first chapter of Russian history, followed by a period of chaos, with a dozen independent principalities waging endless wars against each other. This created a power vacuum, into which poured a new wave of conquering nomads, or rather a new offshoot of our old friends, the Gus, whom Ibn Fadlan had found even more abhorrent than the other barbarian tribes which he was obliged to visit. These pagan and godless foes, as the chronicle describes them, were called Polovtsi by the Russians, Cumans by the Byzantines, Kun by the Hungarians, Kipchaks by their fellow Turks. They ruled the steppes as far as Hungary from the late 11th to the 13th century, when they, in turn, were swamped by the Mongol invasion. They also fought several wars against the Byzantines. Another branch of the Gus, the Seljuks, named after their ruling dynasty, destroyed a huge Byzantine army in the historic Battle of Manzikert in 1071 and captured the Emperor Romanus IV Diogenes. Henceforth, the Byzantines were unable to prevent the Turks from gaining control of most provinces of Asia Minor, the present-day Turkey, which had previously been the heartland of the East Roman Empire. One can only speculate whether history would have taken a different course if Byzantium had not abandoned its traditional policy, maintained throughout the three previous centuries, of relying on the Khazar stronghold against the Muslim, Turkish, and Viking invaders. Be that as it may, imperial realpolitik turned out to have been not very realistic.